This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Globally, a third of the food produced is lost or wasted, and in Kenya, that figure stands between 20 and 40%. For Kenya, unlike the developed world, food loss, not waste, is the greater problem, with small-scale farmers who account for 75% of the total agricultural output in the country facing a myriad of challenges, including inadequate market linkages and a failure to meet the cosmetic specifications for their produce. For a transition, several startups are emerging looking to bridge the market gap for farmers. Farm to Feed, an ag tech company based in Kenya, is one of the fast risers in the space. The startup aggregates farm produce, including imperfect crop products, like those considered too small, too big, or too oddly shaped to be wanted by distributors, and sells them to businesses like restaurants and food processors through its sales channels, including an online marketplace. Claire Van Ank, Farm to Feed CEO, co-founded the startup with Anouk Boertien and Zara Benosa in 2021, after pivoting from a nonprofit program that provided food to people who lost their income during the COVID-19 lockdown. She says while sourcing produce from farmers, it became apparent to her that while food was plentiful, market access remained a major hindrance, leading to the startup's launch. I saw firsthand what farmers were not selling even when markets returned, and it is a huge devastation not only on food security but on the economy too, Van Enck said, adding that food loss and food waste have a climate change aspect, with rotting foodstuff producing methane, a greenhouse gas that is worse than carbon dioxide. She launched the commercial business to tackle the problem on a larger scale. The startup uses aggregators to collect produce from small and large-scale farmers in key farming regions of the East African country. Farm-to-feed teams then sort, grade, and dispatch the products to clients from its warehouse in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. It uses lease trucks, but is said to be acquiring trucks with sustainable cooling solutions following a grant funding from IFC Tech Emerge. To date, the startup has raised $1 million in equity and grant funding from various VCs, angel investors, and institutions, including the Catalyst Fund, Renew Capital, Bayer Foundation, Mercy Corps AgriFin, IFC Tech Emerge, DEG Develop, Rain Challenge, and the GSMA Innovation Fund. Van Enck said they have multiple sales channels, including its salespersons, the web app, and soon a WhatsApp chatbot for customers preferring the social commerce route. Other startups linking farmers to markets include Ghanaian AgTech Farmerline, which is also giving them access to quality input, and Complete Farmer, which finds global markets for their produce. They are a part of the innovators tapping opportunities in the sector, a key industry in sub-Saharan Africa that contributes about 23% of the GDP in a region where 60% of the population are smallholder farmers. The sector's importance to Africa's growth cannot be overstated and has made it a key area of focus for innovators like Farm to Feed. On top of the e-commerce platform, Van Enck said they are building a data platform by collecting granular data, including on climate and drivers of food loss, for better farming outcomes and to create a more circular food system. Van Enck said that from their system, which grades food, and using the data platform, we will try to figure out some of the reasons behind, for instance, the disfiguring of produce. If it is because of poor quality seeds, this can be solved by partnering with entities that provide quality seeds. And if the reason is bad harvesting techniques, then we can carry out targeted training on the best way to do it. The startup is currently running a value addition pilot to explore new revenue streams, too. When you do more value addition, there's a real opportunity to do margin expansion. I do think that food loss is such a huge impact opportunity and also a very good commercial opportunity, she said. I really believe there's so much we can do with odd-looking produce and really create value for the farmer, but also for the future of Farm to Feed. It is also looking to tap the carbon market and has done a feasibility study in the hope of being pioneers of a new methodology by Verra, a nonprofit organization that operates standards in environmental and social markets that quantify emission reduction from reducing food loss and waste. This will allow the startup to earn from selling carbon offset credits. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.